One of the first items on the parliamentary agenda when it resumes next week will be the annual report on closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australia. That was something that Kevin Rudd started as a result of his apology to the Stolen Generations. Whatever happens, a damning National Audit Office report into the Abbott government's Indigenous advancement strategy is highlighting the need for pretty major changes. The report said the moves to shift dozens of programs into the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet was poorly planned and badly executed. You might remember the stories at the time. There were lots of them. People applying for grants, not hearing anything back. Lots of Indigenous organisations were pretty alarmed during the time. Richie Armat is a chairperson of the Cape York Land Council and was, until it was dissolved just a couple of days ago, a member of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council. He joins us now. Richie, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you, Patricia.
There was some optimism when Tony Abbott moved Indigenous Affairs into the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. Are you surprised by the findings of this report today?
Not really. Look, this problem has been around for a long, long time. And people have to listen to the Indigenous and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, because of all people, we know what's best for our mobs. And it's upsetting and it's annoying when, you know, it's all bureaucracy that takes control of everything that is to do with Indigenous affairs.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, announced $40 million has been allocated over 4 years to evaluate how well these programs are working. Are you in favour of that approach that he's taking?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, it's just another $40 million of taxpayers' money that is being wasted. The IAS, when it was implemented, was set up to help the bureaucrats, all right, sort out this problem of Indigenous affairs. It really hasn't reached the people on the ground from where I'm from, or other blackfellas around Australia, as far as I know. It was just a bureaucratic program to say they've done something.
It's clear that there needs to be a new strategy or something that works, because if you look at this audit office report, it's clear that the Indigenous advancement strategy was pretty much bungled. What are the most important elements in your view? How can the government get this right?
Well, Patricia, as I said earlier, look, they've got to listen. You know, every single Indigenous person in this country actually knows what has to happen. But we're not giving an ear or a shoulder to lean on, and people don't want to listen because the programs that they're implementing just don't fit the shoe.
So at the time when the Indigenous Advancement Strategy was being rolled out, I remember, in fact, I was reporting on some of these issues, there were so many complaints. Do you feel like the government got the warning early and didn't act on it?
Oh, for sure. Look, you can't give blackfellas money to state territory governments, for a start, you know? They get a bundle of money from the Commonwealth government as it is. I know governments and departments in governments, in state and territories, that got monies because, what, they're going to help the Indigenous people on the ground in their state or territory? It didn't achieve nothing from where I'm sitting. You know, education, everybody talks about education, yet when something goes right for Indigenous people within education, they find another reason to put a roadblock up. I just can't understand. I'm talking about the social housing from the Commonwealth government, the Napari bucket, all right? It's just been a cash cow for the white fellas.
Given you're talking about all these issues, you've been on this Indigenous Advisory Council that's been meant to give advice to the Prime Minister. It was set up by Tony Abbott. It's been temporarily dissolved. Have you got any more information about its future?
Look, I was asked this the other night by the Australian. We haven't been informed. Well, I certainly haven't been informed as a council member about the next steps from the Prime Minister. Last year, we had an IAC meeting early in the year before the elections. Since the elections, middle of last year, we had one more meeting that was in Sydney, and there was not one minister who attended that meeting. Now, if they're sincere and genuine about addressing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's plight in this country, their country, it's not showing up to me.
Do you, so is it your, is your position on this council now dissolved, as far as you understand?
As far as I understand, because I've read the papers today and they're talking about, you know, establishing a new committee. The Prime Minister hasn't really committed to the old committee, so everything's up in the air at the present moment, Patricia.
So you haven't been asked to stay on?
No, no communication whatsoever.
I think that's pretty extraordinary, personally, that you've heard nothing from the government when you're meant to be on a committee giving them advice. What's your conclusion? What is your view about why that would be the case?
Like I said, I just don't think... I think it's in the too hard basket. I really do. And I don't think they really want to put their shoulder against the grinding wheel and really address it sincerely. You know, it is a problem, Indigenous affairs, but it's not a big problem. You know, they had a big meeting in Canberra when Rudd was president, our Prime Minister, you know, an Indigenous forum. What happened from then? I just, personally, you know, I don't think they can see the forest for the trees. Bureaucrats, that is. They're good to you in your face, but, you know, when you turn around, it's all about favoritism. And, Patricia, I'm ashamed to say this, but, you know, until they seriously, seriously address the First Peoples of this country, we're going to go backwards at a rate of knots. I've seen us going backwards already after sitting on the council. I've seen us go backwards. I can just about guarantee the next Closing the Gap report is going to be damning again.
We see report after report with pretty bleak news for Indigenous Australians. You're 3% of the population. You've had different relationships with different prime ministers. Do you feel like this relationship with this prime minister is particularly difficult? Do you feel like you have Malcolm Turnbull's ear, that he's interested in this issue?
When Malcolm was elected prime minister, he came to one of our IAC meetings and he gave us 40, 45 minutes of his time. And I thought, wow, we're going to be in the driving seat here. But then I think the relationship just fell away.
What's your message to Malcolm Turnbull?
I just think if he wants to be the Prime Minister for black fellas and white fellas, he's really got to make some bold decisions about addressing the situation, because if they're not serious, you know, we're going to get nowhere in this country, nowhere.
Richie, thank you so much for joining me this evening on RN Drive.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
That's Richie Armat. He's the chairperson of the Cape York Land Council and was, until it was dissolved on the 31st of January at midnight, a member of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council. Now, I've been reporting on this issue over the last couple of days, and I can tell you it's absolutely chaotic. I mean, there is no Indigenous Advisory Council anymore. They weren't informed by the Prime Minister. They haven't got a call from him, and it's meant to be his council that he gets advice from. The Prime Minister's office, though, says that they do want to reappoint people to the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council, and they will do so in the next couple of weeks. But there is a vacuum in between and not a lot of clarity from the Prime Minister or the Prime Minister's office. I suppose they've had quite a few other issues to deal with. You'd think foreign affairs has been high on the agenda, but in the meantime, a lot of Indigenous Australians kind of concerned about the direction of Indigenous affairs. And all of this, when the Closing the Gap report is about to be delivered, it's a pretty landmark report every single year. I think a lot of people laud Kevin Rudd for building that into the system, a report that keeps us accountable as a country about our progress on Indigenous affairs. 0418 226 576 is the number. I'd love to get your views on all of this. What do you make of this report about the Indigenous Advancement Strategy and the problems in rolling that out? And also, of course, that vacuum in Indigenous advice at the moment. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.